Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome to the show. It is Monday. Today's date is April 4th. Monday, April 4th. And I want to start the show today with the column that came out yesterday, Sunday, in newspapers around the country called Defund Disney. Now, I read this column to you that I wrote on Friday morning. I read it to you on Friday afternoon. But again, you know, a lot of people don't catch every show. A lot of people don't catch every hour of every show. And a lot of people don't catch Friday's show because they don't commute to work on a Friday. Or they're not listening to the radio on a Friday. They're out enjoying themselves with family, and they get a three-day weekend. So it's Monday, so I thought I'd reread it again, because it's that important. Defund Disney. My great friend and co-author Nikki Ballew and I recently released our first book together, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. It's a book that lists 116 woke corporations and condemns their fear-driven assault on normal, traditional Americans. We show conservatives, Christians, capitalists, and patriots how to fight back against these gigantic woke anti-American corporations spitting in our faces while we make them rich by buying their products. One of the companies on our list is Disney Corporation. Lo and behold, Disney just became the poster child for our struggle to save America. They must be our Mona Lisa, our masterpiece proving that we can successfully cancel woke companies that offend conservatives. Once we hurt Disney in the pocketbook and bring them to their knees, this will serve as Exhibit A for how the silent majority can take back America. But first things first, we've got to first successfully defund Disney. Disney could very well be the worst offender we've ever seen in corporate America. I'm referring to corporate America. Disney's the worst. With their arrogance and radical beliefs, they've made themselves the target of 80 million Trump conservatives. Disney has made it easy to hate Disney. They have no one but themselves to blame. Disney has chosen a hill to die on, as that famous saying goes. They want to overturn the new Florida law put in by the greatest governor in the history of this country, Ron DeSantis, that stops the indoctrination of little children from pre-kindergarten through third grade with woke sexual gender identity brainwashing and transgender equality education. Keep in mind, we're only talking about 5 to 8-year-olds. What parent could possibly disagree? What parent visiting Disney could possibly disagree? But Disney doesn't care. They are intent on alienating the tens of millions of parents who don't believe that 5 to 8-year-olds should be sexualized at school, and those same 5 to 8-year-olds shouldn't be taught to change their sexual identity like they're changing a pair of sneakers. Can you imagine? Disney has chosen this hill to die on. The president of Disney recently bragged that she will make sure half or more of all characters in Disney movies, television shows, and videos are either gay, lesbian, trans, or minorities. I have no problem with that. America's a free country. Do you want to believe that? Believe that. You want to do that? Do that. But I hope she and her Disney bosses have no problem if in reaction to that, conservatives, Christians, and patriots decide to never again visit any Disney theme park or ever again spend a dime on any Disney product. All is fair in war, right? And this is a war between Disney and America, American values, American exceptionalism, and Judeo-Christian values. This is a far cry from the vision of Disney's founder, the iconic Walt Disney, a true American patriot who wanted to create movies and television programs that were family-oriented and wholesome to entertain the whole family. Disney, as a corporation, made billions of dollars from brilliantly executing on Walt's amazing, wholesome vision. My co-author, Nikki, and I outline exactly what to do in our book. We provide the name of Disney's chairman of the board and Disney CEO their phone numbers, email addresses, social media addresses, and physical address for snail mail. All of this information is provided in our books directory for Disney and about 115 other woke companies. Disney just became our number one target. First, look up the social media handles and the emails for Disney and its key senior executives. Then bombard them with polite but firm messages that you will choose to boycott Disney for their woke choices. Here's an example. Dear Bob Chapek, who's CEO of Disney, I'm disgusted that Disney chooses to create content that brainwashes and sexualizes children with your woke and radical anti-American, anti-Christian agenda. This is not, I repeat, not the Disney that I grew up with, and I believe it's highly inappropriate to insert adult and woke brainwashing into children's stories. I will be canceling my family's Disney Plus membership. We will not be doing business with your company anymore. Shame on you for caving to the woke mob. Sincerely, Wayne Allyn. And over the weekend, about 100 people sent me letters that they sent to Disney. Bravo! And they all were based on these words. Secondly, follow through. Stop doing business with Disney. Post on social media against Disney. Encourage others to stop doing business with Disney. Make Disney pay financially. Third, sign up to our email list at rootforamerica.com and join the army of God-fearing, patriotic Americans who are fed up with woke corporations who take our money and then spit in our faces. Businesses exist to serve their customers, to solve their problems, and make their lives better with their products and services, not to promote woke ideology or brainwash our children to change their sexual identity. Disney is the poster child for this. It's time for Disney to pay. It's time to bring Disney to their knees. It's time to defund Disney. And after we prove we have the power to change the direction of this country, one company at a time, with Disney as our first target, we now have 115 other companies to target in my book, The Great Patriot Protest and the Boycott Book. But let's start with Disney. Let's treat Disney like the feds once treated Al Capone. Disney is now our public enemy number one. They richly deserve it. Defund Disney. So there's my column from Friday, and it was out yesterday, Sunday, in newspapers around the country. Defund Disney. I think it's so important, I can't even explain to you how important it is to defund Disney. We have to cripple their company. We have to take them down. There has to be like at least a third. When I say bankrupt, I'm not naive. I don't mean no one's ever going to show up at Disneyland again. No one's ever going to show up at Disney World. Everyone in the whole world is going to cancel their Disney Plus, you know, streaming subscription. No one's going to ever buy Disney outfits or memorabilia again, Disney clothing again. But if a third or even a quarter, if they drop by 20, 25, 30% in business, they'll be devastated. They'll be destroyed. They'll be distraught, and they will apologize to all of us, just like the Salvation Army did. You know, let's put it this way. I don't believe 90% of all conservatives read the stories about the Salvation Army last November, December. It was not out in that many conservative publications, and I didn't hear anyone talking about it. A few conservative publications, and Wayne Root, yours truly, on this show, mentioned that Salvation Army was doing training of their employees that was critical race theory, arguing that white people are evil and white people should apologize for being white and for having white privilege. And I said, F Salvation Army. What's that? FSA. F Salvation Army. Screw them. And don't ever give them another penny. Let them starve. When they ring their little kettle, tell them to go to hell. Stick it where the sun doesn't shine. You don't like white people, you're not getting money from white people anymore. Racist. If I said I didn't like black people, would black people give me money? No! So why would you give money to someone who hates white people if you're white? And very few people picked up on that story. It was not big news at all compared to this Disney story. And Salvation Army almost went broke over Christmas, and they apologized and begged to people and tried to act like, I believe the CEO put out a statement that this training was not going on. It was a lie. It was misinterpreted. They were so scared they were going to lose all their money because nobody was putting money in the kettle anymore. But Disney has blown up so much bigger. My Defund Disney story went viral, and I saw articles all over the internet all weekend about church-going Christians who are no longer going to spend a dime at Disney. Disney is effed. Disney is finished. Disney's through if you carry through on this. If you have little kids, there are so many alternatives to Disney. You don't have to buy Disney products. You don't have to watch Disney on TV. And you don't have to ever again go to Disney World or Disneyland. There's lots of other places to go. So choose wisely and don't spend your money with Disney. And over the next year, we'll bring them to their knees. We'll cripple their company, destroy it, and get their chairman fired. And that's good news. That's what we got to do. That's the way we're going to win this back, one corporation at a time. Get them to get out of politics. And it was interesting. Let's see if I've got it here. I collected a whole bunch of articles over the weekend that I thought were important. But I don't know if I have it here. Let me see if I can find it. It's an article about Disney's, I guess it's their great, here it is. This should be it. Great-great-granddaughter. Disney's great-great-granddaughter. Let me see if I can find it. Thought I had it. Abigail Disney. I must have it. But I don't see the front page. Oh, here it is. Disney heiress claims majority of Americans support Disney's woke positions. We need to bankrupt this little witch. Oh, I could say it on the air, right? Let's call her a little witch with a B. I'd rather not use the word. I'll say a witch with a B. Yeah, I know. Chris is going, bah, 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 bah. I'm Wayne's chicken. I don't want to call her a bitch, even though she's a bitch. I did say it, didn't I? This little bitch. Disney heiress claims majority of Americans support their firm's woke policies. Here's a person, and it doesn't matter if she's a woman, here's a mentally ill person, little rich mentally ill heiress worth $120 million. She must be the great-granddaughter, I would guess, of Disney. But she's an heir to the Disney fortune. And she literally railed against all of us because we don't want kindergartners, pre-kindergartners, first grade, second grade, third grade, subjected to grooming to turn them gay, lesbian, or transgender, and to convince them to switch their genitalia. And for that sin, she says, America is for that. They want that to be taught in kindergarten. They want you to convert your children from boy to girl and girl to boy. Let's drive her down to bankruptcy. She should be cleaning toilets for a living, Abigail Disney.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wayne L. Root back again to haunt liberals, to make liberals vomit, to make liberals' heads explode, to make liberals run away in fear, to make liberals hide under the covers. I'm trying to think of a lot of other things I could say that are not X-rated that you can actually say on the radio, but I'll pass. There's some things I'd like to say I want to make liberals do. There's certain things that it's hard to do with your own anatomy, but I'm not going to say it on the air. So we're at war. If you don't realize we're at war, folks, I try and make things funny, and I smile when I say a lot of things, and I smile when I dig the knife in. But we are at war. This is Second American Revolution. This is Second American Civil War. We are at war right now with people that want to wipe out our civilization, that want a great reset, that want to take our money away, that want to take our children away, that want to force vaccinate us with poison, that will either kill us or allow them to track us for the rest of our lives. They want to put in a credit system that none of us are allowed to ever disagree with the government for the rest of our lives. You'll never get a loan. You'll never have a mortgage. You'll never have a credit card. You'll never have a bank account. You'll never be allowed to travel. This is a communist takeover, communist, globalist, fascist takeover of the United States of America and the world. It's going on right now. And by the way, May 23rd is the date America ends. If this dropping of Title 43 is allowed to happen, it's the end of America. That's it. No more United States of America. It's that serious. I'm not exaggerating. It's the end of America if they're allowed to allow everybody in on that date. Everybody comes in. It's an incredible thing. Hopefully you're with us on Friday when I talk in depth about this. Sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, Sons of Liberty, vitamin D3 spray, peer-reviewed studies show mortality rates drop dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. And our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty vitamin D3 spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use the code WAR15 to get 15% off every product forever. So I don't always agree with Tulsi Gabbard, Congresswoman, but I'll tell you what, sometimes she's great. On some issues, she's great. And we all know that Governor Ron DeSantis signed the Florida Parental Rights Education Bill into law last Monday. Usual suspects on the left and in corporate America vowed to fight it. Woke Disney pledged to lend their support in various ways, including funding, to try and get the law overturned. Though the law has been dubbed by critics as "Don't Say Gay," nowhere in the text of it does it say the word gay, much less is it written that teachers are banned from saying gay, and it only applies to pre-kindergarten to third grade. So they'll start the brainwashing in fourth grade. To reiterate points we've already made, here's what the law actually mandates. Classroom instruction by school personnel or third parties on sexual orientation or gender identity may not occur in kindergarten through grade 3 or in a manner that is not age-appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students in accordance with state standards. So you think making sure teachers didn't overstep their bounds in how they approach these topics in a classroom would not be in any way controversial. Can you believe a ton of Florida teachers walked away from the classroom today to protest this bill? Let me tell you something about this bill. If you're a teacher and you're so angry that you're not allowed to convert kindergartners to transsexual identity changes, and you're not allowed to groom them anymore to be gay or lesbian when they're 5, 6, and 7 years old, number one, you shouldn't be in a classroom. You should be fired and kept away forever. They should lock the schools and lock you out. You're a disgusting monster. And second of all, that proves the bill was needed. That's the proof right now the bill was needed. So, former Congresswoman and 2020 Democratic presidential candidate, but of course, you know, what did she get, 1% of the vote? Tulsi Gabbard took to the Twitter machine earlier to not only express her support for the law, but also to note her surprise that the limiting of the instruction of sexual orientation and gender identity topics only applied to grades K to 3. Observing that most people are well aware at this point that parental rights are under attack by the government all across the country, she said we should support the Parental Rights and Education Bill that passed in Florida, which very simply bans government and government schools from indoctrinating woke sexual values in schools to a captive audience. And a captive audience, Gabbard noted, that is by law required to attend. She went on to suggest the law should have gone further. She says, I got to tell you, I was shocked to learn it only protects kids from kindergarten to third grade. Third grade? What about 12th grade? Government has no place in personal lives. Government has no place in bedrooms. Parents are the ones responsible for raising their kids and instilling them a moral foundation, not the government. It should all be about reading, writing, arithmetic, and history. There you go. Tulsi Gabbard. Great stuff. Let's apply it all the way to 12th grade.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Judiciary Panel is deadlocked on Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination to the Supreme Court, forcing a full Senate vote later Monday that is expected to move the nomination forward. Republicans continuing their opposition to Judge Brown Jackson, with South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham saying he disagrees with her philosophy and will not vote to confirm her for the Supreme Court.
I think she's got this completely backwards. I think you should be enhancing the sentence. The more you download, the more you go to jail. And if you don't do that, we're never going to get this right.
The South is bracing for more severe weather through Wednesday. Thunderstorms are expected in parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi Monday night, along with the possibility of a few tornadoes. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Roots on Fire on USA Radio Network. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Everybody by now knows my story. Energized Health changed my life. I was at a party on Sunday night, meaning last night, and lots of people were huge fans of mine, some of which had never seen me. And the ones who have seen me before said, "Oh my gosh, what did you do? You lost a lot of weight." I didn't lose a lot of weight. I lost 25 pounds of fat, but not weight. It's amazing. Even skinny people have fat inside them. As an example, I think it was 36 or 38 pounds of fat that was lost by Andrew Paul, my executive producer, who's skinny as could be, as a, what is it, what do they say, skinny as a bean pole or tadpole, I don't know what the hell it is. Skinny as a bean pole. And he lost 38 pounds of inner body, mostly inner body fat. I mean, I'm sure there's some fat on the outside, always. But, you know, we can all have a little something to lose. But inner body fat. And then one woman was introduced to me, and they said, "Meet Wayne Allyn Root." And she said, Wayne Allyn Root? The Wayne Allyn Root? The Wayne Root I listen to every day on the radio. And she looks at me, and she goes, "I didn't know you looked like that. You look incredible. I never imagined you look like that." So it's just nice to hear people saying things like that, all because of Energized Health, John and Chelsea Jubilee. And it's not some, you know, some weird thing. It's the only patent pending in the world, John and Chelsea Jubilee and Energized Health have, for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. That's what this is. It's the science of inner body hydration. And the patent application includes over 500 pages of science sequencing and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off, just say WAR, and you get your 40% off, and you get people at every party to act the same way they act to me, which is, "Whoa, what did you do?" And then they all think like I was at Weight Watchers or something. I've never been fat a day in my life. But I look so fit and so much thinner in the face, they can't understand why. It's because I lost inner body fat. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Call 888-444-8895. Ask for John Jubilee himself. He will take care of all Wayne Root customers. 40% off when you say WAR. 888-444-8895. EnergizedHealth.com. So I talk a lot on this show about the rigged election, and I tell you all the reasons I believe it was rigged, and there are 20 of them. And I also tell you that never vote for any candidate. Ask every single Republican candidate, was the election rigged in 2020? Was it stolen from Trump? Was it rigged and stolen? If they hesitate even a slight bit, do not support them. Do not vote for them. Do not donate to them. They're liars or they're part of the steal. They're total con men or delusional morons, or they're part of the steal. So don't vote for any Republican candidate who tells you that the election was not stolen. It was obviously stolen. And our guest now backs me up. Dr. John Lott is president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. And now he's gotten involved with this election. And he researched the election. And let's find out what he found. I talked about it on the show 2 weeks ago, and I asked Andrew Paul, my executive producer, to get John on the show. We got him. Dr. John Lott, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
Doing great. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, so I have said from day one this entire election was stolen in just six swing states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, my state, Nevada, and Arizona. And in particular, the five minus Nevada, because my state was a lost cause from day one because it's rigged and stolen by the Reid machine here. And Democrats control the governorship, lieutenant governorship, every elective, major elective office but one, and they control both legislatures. So you're never going to undo the results here. But I said the other five were such egregious steal. And you did some research, and you believe you have proven that there were tremendous amounts of excess votes in the fraud-tainted swing states involving, I would assume, the same thing I've always argued about. Because of COVID, they allowed all these mail-in ballots with no voter ID and no signature matching, and they just stuffed the ballot box with mail-in ballots. Tell everybody what you found, Dr. John Lott.
Right. Thanks. Well, I think there's a lot of different types of problems that occurred. But let me just say, first of all, I'm not trying to relitigate the 2020 election. My big concern is figuring out and measuring what happened to make sure that people can go and trust elections going forward. Because I'm concerned that if people don't trust the election results, it will affect the rate that people are willing to participate in the process there. You know, just give you some of my background. I've most of my academic research has actually been on voting and vote fraud type issues. I've written over 36 peer-reviewed academic papers on that topic. And, you know, going all the way back to 2000, I was like the statistical expert for USA Today on the 2000 election. And I wrote the statistical report for the U.S. Civil Rights Commission in their report on the 2000 election. So this is a type of topic I've been working on for 2.5 decades. And actually 3 decades. And when I was working in the U.S. Department of Justice during the November 22 election, and given my background, it kind of made sense for me to look at. And what in particular I was trying to focus on was, I think few people have actually read the court cases that were going on at that time. But if you read the court cases, what would typically happen is the Republicans would go in and say, look, the law was broken in terms of how the election was supposed to be run. And the judges would frequently say, yeah, you know, there were a lot of problems with it. It shouldn't have been run that way. But we're not going to do anything about it until you can provide us with enough evidence to show that there was enough fraud to change the outcome of the election.
Right.
And the Republicans would come back and they'd say, well, you know, we really weren't allowed to observe the vote counting, or there were other parts that we weren't allowed to observe. And so we need to have discovery before we can do that. And the judges would come back and say, well, we're not going to grant you discovery until you can, first of all, show us that there was enough evidence to change the evidence, that there was enough mistakes or errors or fraud to go and change the outcome of the election. So,
John, this was the chicken before the egg, right? That's what it comes down to. You know, is the chicken or the egg?
Right. It's a catch-22 type problem that the Republicans were facing. So what I wanted to do was to try to put together some simple empirical tests to try to get a measure of how much vote fraud was occurring. And my estimate is that in the 6 states that you mentioned, you're talking about 255,000, possibly over 368,000. And
how did you come to that number? Tell us how you came to that result.
Right. Well, there are 3 types of tests that I have. Look, you have counties where fraud was alleged, and you have counties right next to them where there are no allegations of fraud. It's a little hard to just to go and compare whole counties, though, because if you have, you know, Fulton County next to Cherokee County, Fulton County varies a lot. You know, you have very different demographics, big differences in the percent of the votes that are Democrats. They may respond differently to the desire to use mail-in ballots or other things. And, you know, the same with Pennsylvania, for example. You have Allegheny County next to, which is Pittsburgh, right next to, I'm just drawing a blank, but, you know, other counties that are there. And so what I tried to do was, rather than look at the whole counties, was to look at precincts. Because in Allegheny County, for example, you have 1,323 precincts. So you have it broken down into very small, fairly homogeneous areas. And if you compare precincts, let's say in Allegheny County, to Washington County across the street, you have 2 tiny areas that are literally right across the street from each other. They very similar voter registration, very similar demographics, very similar in terms of how they voted in the 2016 election, for example, and in-person and absentee votes. And so I thought, well, we can compare it in the 2020 election. And what you find is that they still match up very closely in terms of the in-person vote. The in-person votes were done at the precinct level, were counted at the precinct level. The absentee or mail-in ballots are counted centrally, and that's where the major problems were alleged to have occurred. And what you find is that just walking across the street, you'll see a huge increase in absentee ballots and mail-in ballots going for Biden. And you could say, well, you know, maybe they had more of a get-out-the-vote effort or something. But the thing is, These are statewide elections. They targeted precincts based on whether how Democratic they were, or targeted them based on, you know, what types of Democrats were there. Were they black Democrats or some other group that was there that they thought would be particularly interested in doing it? They're interested in winning the state election, not the precinct. And so it's kind of hard to see if you have two identical precincts, tiny areas that are – you won't even know – if you walk across the street from Allegheny to Washington, or from Fulton to Cherokee counties, you wouldn't even know that you're walking across the street in these, you know, that you're moving from one county to another in these places. The second test that I looked at
John, hold on one sec, because we're going to a quick break. Radio, no choice. We're going to a break. When we get back from the break, we'll continue with the discussion of Dr. John Lott, who studied, researched, analyzed the 2020 election and found credible evidence of 255,000 to 350,000 excess votes in fraud-tainted swing states in the 2020 election. And that's basically the states and the counties and the vote totals that defeated President Trump. We'll be right back. Wayne Al, the Root's on Fire. We'll be back with Dr. John Lott as our guest.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Energized Health.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off! Call 888-444-8895, EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Roots on Fire on USA Radio Network. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Fellowship Home Loans. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. Having a friend in the mortgage business can help, and my friends Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for almost 20 years, providing information about purchases, refis, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or just evaluating your current situation. It's not too late to take advantage of these unbelievable rates, but you have to act now. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you. Now, you have two friends in the mortgage business, Mike and Brian at fellowshiphomeloans.com. 800-804-SAVE. There's news about election fraud, and we're talking to our guest, Dr. John Lott, about election fraud. Arizona Republicans over the weekend passed HB 2492, requiring all voters to provide proof of citizenship upon registering to vote. Yay! Good news! That's what we need in this country. Dr. John Lott, don't you agree that would have made a big difference in the 2020 election if we were able to prove, not just proof of citizenship, just voter ID? I want to know who each person is that's voting and that they're the right person, and they're not voting for the second, third, or fourth time.
Right. Well, if you look around the world, the rest of the world agrees with you. At the beginning of my research paper, that, by the way, people can get on our website at crimeresearch.org, you look at Europe, for example. There are 47 countries in Europe. 46 and a half of those countries already require that you have to have a government-issued photo ID to be able to vote. The one holdout has been parts of the United Kingdom, but even they now have legislation that are moving to join the rest of the continent. So pretty soon it's going to be all 47 of the countries. And it's true around the world. You look at Canada and Mexico. Both of them require government-issued photo IDs to be able to go and vote. Mexico also has their thumbprint on it. And when you go and vote, not only do you have to provide your ID, but they have in front of you at the precinct you're supposed to vote in your picture. So they can match it with not only how you look, but also with the ID that you have to bring. And they, you know, and the rest of the world has all sorts of other rules to prevent vote fraud. So, for example, again, you look at Europe, 35 of the 47 countries in Europe completely ban absentee ballots for people living in the country. Another 10 allow them, but they will not send the absentee ballots in the mail. You have to go and pick them up in person, and you have to provide the government-issued photo ID to be able to go and pick them up.
That's
great. On top of that, 6 of those 10 countries not only require that, but then still limit absentee ballots to people who are either in the military or will be in a hospital that day and be unable to vote. And they won't even take your word for it. You have to provide third-party verification of that from either the military or the hospital. You know, you look around the world, and if fear is a vote fraud or a delusion, then the entire rest of the world is delusional. I mean, you take some of the battles that occurred last year in state legislature in Texas, for example, where the Democrats walked out of the state house to try to prevent a vote. What were they most upset about? What they were upset about was that Harris County, which is Houston, had ballot boxes out 24 hours a day. I cannot find another country, any place in the world, that doesn't have very strict chain of custody regulations with regard to ballot boxes. You know, the notion that you'll leave a ballot box out at 3 a.m. in the morning with nobody watching it is something that's never even crossed the minds of people in these other countries.
John, can I ask something? John, why would we need ballot boxes at all? That's always been my question. Forget about limited. Forget about chains of custody. Why can't you just vote on election day physically in person unless you're sick or in a hospital or an operation or you're in the military, like you said? Other than that, everyone should be voting in person.
Right. Well, I mean, that was the way it was done for the vast majority of American history. And presumably people didn't have problems. You didn't have things like same-day voter registration that makes it hard to go and check whether people are who they say they are. You know, we have all sorts of protections for people, like with provisional ballots and other things now that, you know, we didn't have before. And yet, you know, it's still being claimed that it's too difficult. Let me give you an example.
Hey, John, I can't have you give an example only because the music's on. We're up against news break. It's the limits of radio, right? It's all 10-minute segments or less, and you run out of time. But, I'm fascinated by the things you're talking about, and I want to have you back again really soon, like maybe next week. If Andrew Paul's listening, my executive producer, let's get John back next week because we didn't even come close to finishing his entire research and how he came to his conclusions of possible fraud and possible rigging of the 2020 election in six key battleground states. So let's have John back next week. John, appreciate all you do. I'll give the website again. It's crimeresearch.org. He's got all the information there on the 250,000 to 350,000 excess votes in 2020. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you, John.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Call now,